Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Turn on.
You're good.
Okay. We're gonna go ahead and get started. We've got three here. We have to have three, so that's good. We should be joined by Councilman Burton here sometime this morning. So we'll have four at some time. So we're about 15 minutes late getting started. So we'll use 9:45 to 10:15 for our public comment. At 10:15, we'll stop public comment and go on into our meeting, so. Public comment, who wants to be first? Step right on down, young lady.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Jeanette Actor. I live in what you could call suburban Selbyville. And I'm joined by my colleagues who will stand now. We're representing Southern Sussex County Community Action Group, which you've heard from us before. We're a nonpartisan coalition of 26 communities along the routes 54 and 20 corridor in Southern Sussex County. As you know, all this area is in what's been called the environmentally sensitive development area. We've come before you previously to request that you include in this year's comprehensive plan the designation of our area as a master plan area. Master planning brings together stakeholders in a particular area to actually implement the comprehensive plan and to provide and pay for necessary infrastructure and services in a comprehensive and cost-efficient way. If we don't change our planning and act differently than previously, we'll continue to get the same results we're seeing along Route 54 and 20 in so many parts of the county, namely sprawl without adequate infrastructure. This is damaging to the environment, to the quality of life of the regular residents, as well as the all-important tourists, and ultimately damaging to businesses. Moreover, this isn't what the people of the area want, as evidenced not only in many SCAG meetings, but in many other meetings, such as those that were held and attended by DLDOT, which centered, as you probably know, on problems of transportation and congestion. We are also concerned very much with the environmental impact and planning for changing water levels in our community. All these things can be folded into master planning. So now, the reason we're here again today is this. We're requesting you to ask the consultant to prepare and present to you for your review and selection the correct language to insert into the comprehensive plan, which will designate the Route 5420 corridor between Route 113 and Bayville Road as a master plan area. We stand ready to help in any way that we can. We are not against development, but want it to be wisely planned and systematically implemented. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. If
you
have any questions, be glad to address them.
So what do you mean by water level?
What?
You said something about water level. What do you mean by that?
Yes, we are seeing in our area on almost a weekly, certainly a monthly level, changing water levels. And we expect that to continue. I think we should plan for that, Mr. Wilson. We should be ready for what changes will be occurring in the future.
Are you talking about that after a big rain?
We see it after big rains. We see it every time we have storms, four of which occurred in March, nor'easters. We see it with hurricanes. We see it throughout the season, throughout the whole year. Yes, we are seeing it. And moreover, we're seeing building being placed in areas that are going to be very dangerous for people to be living in. Not only dangerous, expensive.
I got a question for you. Are you familiar with any communities that do this master planning that you think has been successful?
Yes, sir.
Would you give us some examples of some communities?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Milford has done master planning.
I mean, just a city. I mean, on a county level. I mean, I'm just cities. It's easier to do planning in a small town, but
Not only within the town, but they extended their borders, and this includes some of the unincorporated area south of Milford.
Okay.
Seaford has also had a project. Georgetown had a project. And the so those are the three in Sussex County.
Okay, oh, so when you talk about, okay, because we're looking at the, at a way to address master planning, and you cited 54, and there's a number of communities, and it's mostly unincorporated areas.
It's all unincorporated.
Right, so it's easier to do it, like I said, I think in towns, and but at the county, because we get we're so much area and everything else. Anyway, I'm just wondering, is there any counties that you're familiar with that maybe you've addressed, and maybe your consultants know of anything? What she's talking about, are you familiar with master planning? I mean, it means a heck of a lot. I don't know how I can pull it all together, and it can mean anything you want it to mean, I guess.
And Mr. Cole, I think that even at a county level, you could look at specific areas of the county that are experiencing high amount of development pressure.
Okay.
Maybe designate some of those areas or delineate some of those areas as would be appropriate for a master plan in the future. It doesn't mean that you're looking at a larger area that the county would be unable to control. It would be in coordination with where those developments are going and if there are municipal interests involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collaborative effort.
And okay. If I may, one of the advantages of the Route 5420 corridor is that there's still an opportunity to affect what actually happens. In many of the areas where we're looking at, where TIDs, et cetera, are being superimposed on the problems that are already there, it's extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
This would offer an opportunity to plan ahead and to do it right the first time.
You're talking about incorporated areas. Well, Georgetown can get bigger and can't have them do it. They can just take a vote, referendum, and enlarge area if you want to. So we don't make no plan on that. We don't make plans on incorporated areas.
Yes, yes, Mr. Wilson. The area which we're talking about is not actually incorporated. It's unincorporated.
All right, John, a question, real quick question. Master planning. If you do an area, what is the response to the landowners that say, I don't want to be the master plan. I don't want my land in a master plan. That's my land.
Within the master plan area, there can be changes in intensity, development, use, preservation. You would want to work with it.
Sorry.
Battery
problems.
Sorry about that.
You would want to work with local landowners regarding what those personal and local priorities are.
Right.
When you're developing an area that would be a master plan, as I mentioned, it is a collaborative effort, and you are going to be putting things on a more localized area of the map in the same way you're doing with your larger countywide comp plan.
Sure. I mean, I guess I'm just thinking that there's a potential out there that the people who want the master plan don't own the land, and the person who owns the land says no. I'm not in. I don't want my land in a master plan.
Like that resource map. Remember that we had an issue in the state with a resource map. It was developed by the state, and then property owners didn't know they were under this resource map or something. But I know what Mike's trying to say. It's just,
I mean, that's still somebody's land.
Ideally, the master plan boundary would include those property owners that would be interested in being included.
Okay.
For those who have no interest in being part of the arrangement of development on that area of land that would be included in the parcel or the master plan, you could work with them about how that would maybe move those kinds of changes or development away from that parcel if possible.
Sure. Okay.
Is it an overlay, basically? A master plan would be an overlay on the county's.
It's a planning area.
Just a designated plan.
Yeah, you're not changing zoning at all. You're just looking at, once you put a master plan together, then you would then come back and say if an overlay is needed based on how that master planning process works its way through.
And so a master plan is whatever we want it to be? We would sit down and come up with a criteria, right? There's not like a template for a master plan.
It changes by location and it changes by need.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Good enough.
There
Thank
are
you.
Some oh, some guides on the internet. The guide for master planning in Delaware is very helpful. And also, it just so happens that in this chamber tonight, there's going to be a League of Women Voters forum on master planning in Sussex County. So, thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next.
I could follow up on that. These are the flyers for the League of Women Voters session tonight, which includes three speakers. Excuse me. My name is Patricia Galou, and I live in Ocean View. The three speakers are David Edgel, who is a circuit rider for Kent County, Rob Pierce, who's Milford's Planning and Development Director, and Anne Marie Townsend, who's the city manager for the town of Lewis. So these are
and they're
flyers.
All men.
Sure, you can put up.
And they're all men speaking to a woman's
organization. No. No. Anna Marie is not. Anna Marie from Town Lewis.
And the League of Women Voters is for men and women. It's not exclusive to women. So I'm a member of a number of organizations that have been following the development of the 2018 Comprehensive Plan. The League of Women Voters, the Sussex Housing Group, and St. Vincent de Paul. Thank you for the work on the plan and the opportunity to give our observations. We know that you are looking at future land use section today, which has a significant impact on all areas of the plan. I, too, agree with Jeanette's comments about master planning. It has been mentioned in a number of areas within the comprehensive plan now, but particularly revolves around large developments. In reviewing the state's planning documents on master planning, they indicate how useful master plans are as a supplement, support, and help for stakeholders implementing the comprehensive plan, which is what I'd like to talk about today. You've heard about a specific area on the Route 2054 corridor where residents have asked for a master plan to be developed. Master plans are more detailed and are meant to produce more predictable outcomes and are seen as beneficial for economic development as well as for environmental protections. With this specific area designated for a master plan, you have an opportunity to foster better understanding of proposed development and an opportunity to include all stakeholders, which does foster support. It's also an opportunity to identify infrastructure needs and costs and deal with the phasing of the timing and coordination of the infrastructure provisions. This would be a valuable tool in implementing the comprehensive plan that will help Sussex County. I hope that you will join us this evening for the forum. It's at 7 o'clock tonight in these chambers. And I hope that you will consider this approach in master planning. Your decisions will have an impact on future jobs, on affordable housing, and how Sussex County will work for all of us in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Come on down, sir.
Morning.
Good morning. My name.
You pull those up here, tall guy.
Thank you.
There you go.
Good morning. My name is Dave Carey. I live in the Lewis area, and my family farms in the Milton area. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak this morning. I also am representing my family, the properties we own in Sussex County, and I am also the managing member of the Pemberton Branch Alliance, a small group of property owners in the Milton area with significant land holdings who are concerned about the many issues associated with private property rights and the data collection and analysis issues in plans and programs such as the Delaware Wildlife Action Plan. Having read the most recent chapters of your comprehensive plan with great interest, I commend the hard and diligent work of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Reiterating my comments in my November 2, 2017 letter to the Planning and Zoning Commission, I would like to clearly state for the record that my family and I do believe in protecting the environment and conserving open space. We think both are very important for a multitude of reasons. We also believe in private property rights and the protection afforded us as citizens of the United States under the U.S. Constitution. I am proud of my family's heritage, its efforts and sacrifices to hold on to our properties. My forefathers worked hard, my family is working hard. As I detailed in the letter on November 2nd, through various meetings and correspondences and FOIA requests with the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and the Delaware Division of Fish and Wildlife, my family learned that various people from Denrec and the Nature Conservancy, including a current Denrec employee, have trespassed on a number of our properties without permission during the period of 1989 to 2012. My family is deeply concerned over the length of time this trespassing activity took place. My family did not grant the TNC or Denrec permission to access our properties, collect, analyze, store, share, or use data or information with any individual, any group, organization, or database. We object to our properties being under continual data analysis and surveillance without policies and regulations that have been established and approved by the Delaware legislature. We further respectfully object to the use of this wrongly obtained data by the federal government, the state of Delaware, Sussex County, the town of Milton, or any conservation organization to promulgate regulations and programs such as the Delaware Wildlife Action Plan that devalue our properties without a corresponding benefit to the environment and just compensation to my family or impacted parties. To address my family's serious concern over the trespassing that has occurred, we respectfully request that the Sussex County Council add language in the 2018 County Comprehensive Plan in Chapter 4, the Future Land Use, in 4.1, the Overview section, after the last sentence. And we would like you to consider this chapter seeks to achieve the objectives in 4.1 in the chapter while respecting the private property rights of all landowners in Sussex County. Due to the nature of the data connected by the Delaware Fish and Wildlife and the Nature Conservancy, I'm unable to provide the supporting documents regarding my comments this morning. However, I am more than willing to meet with you at your convenience in person with the documentation supporting my comments today. Again, thank you for the opportunity to speak, and thank you for your hard work.
I hope that most of us in this room agrees with what you just said.
I'm sorry?
I said, I hope that most of us in this room agrees with what you said.
Well, I would appreciate it.
Could you just, what's your definition of property rights when you talk about, is it just trespass, or are you talking about, just what do you mean by property rights? Because everybody has in their minds different things.
Right. I think the trespassing is clearly a violation of my Fourth Amendment right. Right. That would be my take on it. The additional thing here is this data and data analysis and data collection that is going in these comprehensive plans. So people are coming on some of these properties, and I'll speak only in my family's case, collecting this data, and then putting it in these comprehensive, wildlife action plans and other plans. And we are not, as I mentioned, opposed to conservation, opposed to protecting the environment. But somewhere, we need some things that give us a seat at the table as well as gives us some protections.
Okay. Did you write that down, John, please?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I think that certainly, you can give that to John, please. That's fine.
Thank you.
I think that's fine. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for your comments. I think that's a well-taken comment. Next. Anyone else? Last call. Anyone else? Wow, that's good. John, you're up.
Good morning, everyone.